So the timeline we're looking at right now is next week, October the 26th, the FDA's advisory committee will meet to discuss this topic. If they make a recommendation to authorize the vaccine, then that will go to FDA for approval. Then the following week, on November the 2nd and November the 3rd, CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices will then vote to recommend vaccine for 5 through 11 year olds. And then finally, the CDC will sign off on the recommendation and then we'll be able to vaccinate this age group.
Okay. So, how is Pfizer's COVID vaccine for kids different from the version for adults?
The pediatric vaccine will come in a different vial, and so we are working to get those doses distributed. And so the pediatric formulation also has the same active ingredient as the adult formulation.
Is the dose itself smaller for kids, though?
The dose itself is smaller, yes.
Gotcha. Kids being smaller themselves, generally.
Correct.
Do we know at this point how many doses for kids the state's going to receive and when do we expect them? And I guess, that's related to just this question of whether there will be limited access at first.
So we learned about our doses that were allocated to the state of Alaska earlier this week, and we have received 33,000 doses. So that's enough doses to vaccinate approximately 44% of Alaska's 5 through 11 year olds. And so we're working with our healthcare providers to get them to order this vaccine. So when the CDC makes the authorization for the vaccine, it will be in providers' offices and ready to go. And so that vaccine will be shipped to providers' offices that first week in November.
What's the state's plan for getting the vaccine for kids out to different communities?
So when we first ordered this vaccine, it will come in an order set of a minimum order size of 300 doses. And so that's a lot of doses for one individual provider. And so what we'll do to get the vaccine throughout the system is really we'll be breaking down those doses into smaller quantities and then shipping them across the state to make sure that these vaccines are in providers' offices.
And then I wonder about rural areas. What will access to this version of the vaccine look like for them?
We're working hand in hand with our tribal health organizations and our partners at tribal facilities. And so we will be able to send them vaccine. And a lot of these locations are also able to break down the doses and send them to smaller villages.
So I know there are a lot of parents out there eagerly waiting to get a vaccine for their children. What can they do to prepare for that, I guess?
So I think just be informed. We will be keeping our website up to date, and we'll make sure that people are aware of events going on in communities. And so just pay attention to the news. And then once the vaccine is authorized by CDC, then make an appointment. And we encourage everyone to get vaccinated.
How quickly do you think children in that age group can be vaccinated once it's approved? And, is it going to take weeks to get to everyone who wants a vaccine?
So in that first week, we will have enough doses to vaccinate 44% of the population. But in that second week, we will get more vaccine and more allocation. So really, it depends on what the demand is. We have enough supply, but it really depends on the demand. And for those parents who are eager to get the vaccine for their 5 through 11 year olds, that vaccine will be available.
Is it difficult to convince parents that might be skeptical to get their kids vaccinated from the state's perspective, I guess?
I think there are a lot of questions. This is a new vaccine. This is a new disease. And I think people are trying to get the best information that they can to make a decision. And so I still think that's happening. And so people are still on our vaccine echoes, asking questions and learning. And we want to provide them with the best information and the best information following the science.